Welcome to the It's Your Season podcast with Bishop Keith Felton of Trinity Christian Center. Get ready for some dynamic preaching, insightful teaching, and a word of God that will propel you to a new season of holiness and righteousness, praise and worship, and God's bountiful blessings. At the end of this podcast, information will be given about church location and how to obtain a CD copy of today's message in its entirety. Now, here's a brief word from the Bishop.
Good day, podcast listeners. This is Bishop Keith Felton, Senior Pastor of Trinity Christian Center. I'm excited to be back on the airways via the podcast at praisecharlotte.com. This message is highly unstable. It's going to change how you do things in your spiritual walk. When sometimes we can introduce people, places, and processes in our life that keeps us highly unstable. We're not able to make decisions. We're not able to be the leaders in our marriages and our ministries because we're having volatile things around us. Listen to this message. It's going to revolutionize your life. Highly unstable.
Unstability will make you make decisions, rash decisions. Because if you don't know who you are, you'll fall for anything. Oh, y'all hearing what I'm saying? Elder Rhoda, turn the air conditioner on. Too many fans fanning. Lord have mercy. I see a fan over here. The sisters don't lie down. When they hot, they hot. You might have Sister Cole over here. Somebody hot over here. Somebody freezing in the back row. Is anybody in the building? Look at somebody say unstable. Listen, do you not know that God is saying there's a sense of instability? And what I'm teaching this morning is I'm by the leading of the Holy Spirit to identify the instability in your spirit by you not making sound choices about what God has called you to do. This is not about what God has sent you to do. It's about what you have to make up your mind to do what you've been sent to do. Because not a soul in the building does not know what God has already called him or her to do. It is just a process of us making up our mind that we are going to go through with this unconditionally. If family leave me, I'm still going to go through with this. If I'm sick in my body, I'm still going to do it. There's a sense of instability. The Holy Spirit wants me to just get in this point. There's a sense of instability in which that, listen, when we make wavering choices, things that we thought we dealt with comes out of us. Because when you highly unstable, things come out of you. Because when you don't know what you come to do, everybody's pulling on you to do what they want you to do. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? We talk about Jesus, we say we love Jesus, but do we ever read the story and what Jesus did in his 33 years? Jesus was sent to die for mankind who had fallen in the garden. Jesus, listen, he may have healed the sick, raised the dead. He fed 5,000 people, but he knew what he came to do. His mind was fixed. His heart was made up, mind fixed, and regulated that I came from the Father to put back the breach in which mankind had made. You could not move Jesus to do something that he wouldn't call to do. Oh my goodness, I'm getting ready to drop off right here. Most of us, we know what God called us to do, saints, and we get pulled off so easily. Oh my goodness, your mission is more important than your mess that you're living through right now. Your mission is more important than what you're going crazy over in your mind. You got to get that thing in alignment, get your mind back on your task, and fulfill the promise that God birthed inside of you. Amen. We spend more time on our mess than concentrating on our mission. And you cannot be fulfilled if you're not fulfilling what God has told you to fulfill. Oh, I'm getting happy. I'm going to tell you why. Because God has been dealing with me. How can mankind say that they're happy outside of Christ? How can we say as the body of Christ that we're full of the Spirit when the Spirit is no longer in the church? How can you say you're happy if you're not saved? How can you say the relationship is stronger now outside of Christ? Listen, society has taught us to do it outside of God. Oh my goodness. They have taught us to, listen, form our relationship based on Cosmo magazines, based on the latest things that they send through videos, and trying to steer us ever so slightly away from Christ. So that when we come to church, there's a mind in us to do it the right way, but then there's another mind to do it the world way. And now we become double-mindedness. It wouldn't be so bad if we didn't know better. But you can have a form of godliness this morning and listen, and no power Monday morning, because you double-minded and you unstable. You don't know where to pick the phone up and talk to the man, or hang it up and say, no, I'm not having sex with you no more unless you marry me. I don't want to hear that right now. I'm not selling any more dope. If I go down, I go down. I'm not pulling off my bra. I'm not taking off my pants, because I'm not going to go through the same thing I went through last year trying to build a life that... Oh, y'all may not want to hear this, but baby, somebody knows what I'm talking about. You're not going to win that person by laying down, smoking dope, jumping rope. You got to understand that this mind in you has got to be the same one that was in Christ Jesus. Oh my goodness. Touch somebody and say, he's talking. My God, he's talking. How many times we have compromised our mission? How many times we have watered down our own faith to please people? We've been bent over backwards, but I come to tell you this morning, you have got to get down to that unstable mentality. Oh my goodness. Oh, I know some of y'all say, I ain't know he's gonna be talking like this. This is real world. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? God said, you cannot afford to try to do this outside of me. And if you do it outside of me, these are the repercussions that you're going to get. And one of the things, saints of God, is when we do this thing God's way, it's never, somebody say never, it's never going to feel right to your flesh. It's never going to feel right in your mind. It's never going to make you comfortable. The things of God will never make fallen flesh comfortable. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? That's what God wants to take and use us to bring our flesh into alignment. Your spirit may want to do the things of God, but your flesh still lazy. It still wants the habits and the taste of this world. And then there too it lies, the two mindsets. The mindset of the flesh and the mindset of the spirit. That in all of us, that good that I would do, I find myself, it's hard to do. And the thing that I don't want to do, I find myself doing easy. But who can set me free from this wretched body? Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? And God said, there will always be two opinions in your mind. But when you get stabilized, when you start focusing on what God has called you to do, you won't be running the church and then stand out 6 weeks. You won't be sick in your body all the time, because you'll be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. And you know that your labor is not in vain. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? Oh, I'm preaching to me right now. I'm preaching right to me. I'm stepping on my own toes. You got to be consistent even when your condition is trying to cripple you. You got to be who you are when everything is trying to work against who you need to be, to let the devil know, I know you're sending this, but it don't stop me like it used to stop me. It don't block me like it used to block me, because this is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice in it and be glad. Look at somebody and say, it ain't going to stop me. It's going to have to take more than that to stop me this time, because my mind made up. Oh, my goodness. It's going to take more, because my mind is fixed. My heart is made up. I'm standing on the rock, which is Jesus Christ. And I've lived my life. Listen, you don't have to like what I say, but you're going to learn to love what I'm doing, because you don't know what I had to go through to get this mindset in me. Oh, y'all hearing what I'm saying? One of the hardest things for a man or a woman to do is make up their mind and stick with the choice that they made. Because every time you say, Lord, this year, somebody say this year, I'm going to stop being who I know. God, I'm going to do better. And the moment you make that decree, everything is going to try to push you out of your stance. I'm going to church more. I'm going to do right by you, Lord. Everybody done had that conversation. That's when you call trying to get your mind right. I got to get my mind on what I'm doing. And every time you get your mind right, there's something that's trying to massacre your mindset. And you say, Lord, I want to do it, but these bills are killing me. Lord, I want to pray, but I'm tired. And you force with some instability in your spirit that the decree that you made in your own life, you can't keep it because the cares of this world. And God is saying, how can I use you if you can't even use your own self? Oh my goodness. How can I be effective in your life if you don't take your life seriously? If you happy, and it's Saturday, and Sunday come, you don't know. I don't know what's going on. The devil is a liar. You can't be a spiritual schizophrenic person shouting on Saturday night, Sunday morning, and Monday morning. You eating cotton off the floor? Enough of that. You are unstable, and that woman or man has lived long enough, and it is time to kill them. God Almighty. Lord, have mercy. And somebody in this room know what I'm talking about. You can be saved for years and still be highly unstable. You could be going to church all your life and be highly unstable. You could be living with somebody that's highly unstable. You could be, listen, you could work with somebody that's highly unstable. But you don't even know what they're going to do. You don't know if they're going to break left or break right. And you got to keep your mind focused. Is anybody in the building? It is the moment that we have to realize that God can't start building until we decide to let him start building. Oh, y'all got to get that. God would never, listen, he would never take your life to the next level if you don't even have a boardroom meeting in your own life. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? Somebody know what a boardroom meeting is? A boardroom meeting is when you just get out of the bed and you're sitting on the edge of the bed and you're just looking. Y'all know what I'm talking about. And you know, do you do this right here? Man, I'm sick of this mess. I got to do something better than this. Y'all, somebody know what I'm talking about. Lord, you got to come through because I'm tired of working this job. And then you lay down a little bit longer. You know how we do. You get back up and say, Lord, let me get myself together before I be late. Somebody know what I'm talking about. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? Amen. You can't do this devil minded this year. If you tired of living like this, make your mind up that know that greater is he that is in me than he that is in this world, and I can't be crippled by my own life. I thought you said you're going to start your own business. I am. I'm going to do it. Devil minded. Scared to death. I thought you said you want to pray more. I'm going to do it. But you're not going to do it. And everything that you don't solidify in the things of God, your natural life will be wavering. How can you not take God serious and think that the God that we don't take serious is going to take our life serious? Did anybody get that? How is it that the king and the ruler and the creator, the sustainer of all heaven and earth, if we don't take him serious, what makes you think he's going to stop what he's doing and look at me? Although he loves us unconditionally, but priorities sometimes weigh out things. And sometimes you can feel in your spirit, Lord, I have prioritized you way in the back, but I'm asking you for upfront blessings. God said, I tell you what, baby, put me up front and my blessings will follow me. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the day. Listen, God said, take them dreams and put them in the back. Put me in the front and everything behind me is going to follow me and you're going to run into your destiny. And it's a basis of putting my mind back on what I'm supposed to do. And everybody here knows what to do, but it costs you a little bit too much to do right. Everybody has a mindset. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Everybody wants to go to the military, but nobody wants to go to basic training. Like you're going to get up and just start flying a jet or something or shooting a gun. The devil is a liar. You have got to go through basic training. Saints of God, listen, I want to listen, for let not that man think that he shall receive anything. Lord have mercy. This is the problem of the body of Christ. We shout, we look like we got it, but our minds are so doubled, it's ridiculous. We can go to church. We can do the things of God as long as it is good. Look at somebody and say, as long as it's good. As long as it is good. But the moment contrary winds begin to blow, the very place in which God got your mind right would be the very place the enemy tried to get you to confuse your mind. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? It does not start in the sanctuary. It starts in the living room. Your mind has to be focused. Listen, it's easy to look right in front of everybody. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say glory to God. I bet you if I say that to your house, I don't feel like saying that right now. I got so much on my mind right now, I don't know what to do. Let's keep it real. You hallelujah and seek a Messiah around your house. You probably like, Lord, let me get this thing done. I got to get this thing. I got to pay this bill. And God said, you got to keep your mind focused. And it's not that I can't work miracles through your life. You can't pay attention to the miracles that I'm working in your life.
Praise podcast listeners. This is Bishop Felton. I want to pause here in our broadcast because I got some exciting news. Trinity Christian Center has a dynamic website. Go to www.trinitychristiancenter.net. There you will discover a variety of links designed to give you the full Trinity Christian Center experience, starting with our homepage, our mission, our order of services, bios of yours truly and First Lady, our ministries, prayer requests, and how to sow into Trinity, and testimonials also. If your business is interested in being a partner on the podcast, please call me personally at 704-905-2034. That's 704-905-2034. If the It's Your Season podcast is blessing you with the preached word and you are excited about what God is doing in your life, please come out and worship with us this Sunday morning at 7935 North Tryon Street, starting at 11 a.m. Now let's get back to the message already in progress.
And you're asking me, God said, and we praying, Lord, bless me with this job. God, I need more money. God say, listen, you are not going to get it because you are still so unstable that even if I told you I was going to give it to you, you still wouldn't believe it. Oh, y'all getting quiet now. You so unstable. You so punch drunk off of your cares and your circumstances about these children about to drive you crazy, about all these bills and you got to get more this and more that. And God said, even if I told you that I'm here right now, you wouldn't even be excited because I'm here. Until we get what we want, our mind ain't going to be right because we spoil rotten brats. Is anybody in the building? We'll worship God as long as God is pouring down. But the moment that he puts us to the furnace of affliction, we talking to him, God, you said in your word. And Lord, this God said, what are you doing? You so unstable. The only thing you can say good things to me when I'm raining down blessings. But I'm the Father. I rain on the good as well as the unjust. And some things you got to go through and keep your mind. Keep your mind. In financial depravity, in marriage depravity, keep your mind. When you by yourself and loneliness is wrecking your body, keep your mind. When you got bills and they threaten to take this and take that, keep your mind. Stay on God. And God said, I will answer you. I will come to your aid. I may not come when you want me to, but I'm going to show up right on time. He shall receive, listen, let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. Meaning that don't even think about it. Well, we can sound good, but prayer still ain't been answered. We can shout, fall out. I wish I had the white sheet in here. I lay it out so y'all can see how we look. We'll knock over chairs and we'll go right out the door and prayer still ain't answered. Because you can shout about something that you believe in God for, leave out the sanctuary and don't even believe that it's coming. Because we're so devil-minded that if we don't see it right now, that we tossed and driven. Some things, listen, some things are not going to come overnight. Do you not realize that's why the Bible says weeping may endure for a night? I don't know who this is for. You'll weep before you get through what you're going through. You're going to cry some tears before you come out of this. Weeping may endure for a night, but your joy comes on the other side of weeping, and you may have to wipe some tears before you worship God and getting what you need. We scared to cry. I'm a hope. Some God will. Oh my goodness, God will. God knows how to get tears out of you. Can I get? Can I drop off in a zone? I ain't dropped off in a long time. God knows how to get tears. I don't care. You can be tough as an incredible heart. God will take life and twist it and have a big old grown man, a big old grown woman crying like she's 9 years old and crying like he's 10 years old because God knows how to humble you to get what you need. You could be doing good. You could be walking in your strength. And somebody say, one day. One day God can hit you in the knees and cause you to get back on your face before the God that you ran from. And the body of Christ must understand that if we're going to do it, we've got to do it through Christ. We got to do it through him. Do you not know? Say, I will. God said, the Bible says he will present us faultless before the Father. We're not presenting him. He's presenting us. Oh, my goodness. Oh my goodness, and saints of God, it is not the problem that we don't want to live for the Lord. The problem is that we can't keep our mind on the Lord that we're living for. We can't keep our mind stayed on him for 5 minutes. Oh, nobody want to hear that right there. But I'm going to preach a little bit harder. We have spiritual attention deficit disorder that when God gives us something, we're so curious about what's going on with Brother Flip Flop and Sister Flapjack until we can't even understand that God say, I am speaking to you. They're not going through what you're going through in your life. They're not going through what you're going through in your mind. Stop looking at them and stop looking at her and get down to the bottom of your own life. If you can just keep your mind stayed on what I'm doing in you, you'll get out of this in no time. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? We in the body of Christ, we know how to hobo, but we're not, but we can't read spiritual signs. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? And with this movie, I know y'all probably seen it before. It's called Dumb and Dumber. Dumb and Dumber. They say they were going to the Rocky Mountains, but they didn't know how to read the road signs. So I think it was Dumber, he woke up and said, for this to be the Rocky Mountains is so flat. And they was in Oklahoma. Oh, y'all hearing what I'm saying? He said, okay, we're supposed to be seeing mountains about now, but it's too flat to be the Rocky Mountains because they didn't know how to read the road signs. Uh-oh, I'm going somewhere. Oh, y'all hearing what I'm saying? Listen, in our spiritual life, you're frustrated because you say, God, I know I'm supposed to be here right now. But God said, you're supposed to be here, but you took a wrong turn about 2 or 3 years ago when you entertained a relationship you had no business entertaining. When you tried to do it your way outside of me, you got in that mess and that detour you. And now you see where you need to be at. Now it's a process of you turning your car back around and getting on the right track. God said you can realize everything about everybody else, but you can't read the road signs in your own life. You're living on a poverty level. You're living beneath your spiritual means, and all you can see is what this person is doing, but look at the signs in your own life. God Almighty. God said, I'm sending you to the Rocky Mountains, and you still somewhere in Louisiana talking to Brother Johnny. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? Saints of God, it's laughable, but it's true. Listen, we're not where we're supposed to be at. Not that we can't get there. We can't keep our mind on what we're doing. God, get me out of this. Lord, get me out of this. Lord, help me to get my family to the next level. And God will give you ideas. And we start working. You know how we can work, y'all. And then somebody just... Elder Brother, do me a favor. Act like you're working. Just act like you're working. Look at me. What are you doing? You know. What are you doing? Okay, what are you doing? And then we look at his work. And we go look at our work. Hold on a second. And then we look at what he's told us to do. And try to compare it. And Paul said we can't compare each other by each other because that's not wise. Now our mind is, we was focused. Look at somebody say, I was focused. I was minding my own business. And then God said, you let the devil pull you. okay, now what? Where you get that from? And you did what? Yeah, yeah. And we go back, Lord, I don't know if I, Lord, I miss you. Because you know when stuff don't look grandiose, we feel like we miss the Lord. Lord, I don't miss you. Lord, I don't know if this is of you. Y'all be praying with me that this is of the Lord. If you got a relationship with God, the first prerequisite is you got to know the voice. The Bible said, my sheep know my voice, and they come running to me. Do you not know? See, I'm tired of that spirit of men and women who's supposed to be seasoned, asking people to make sure and pray with me. If you know God's voice. God's voice is always telling you something that you really don't want to do. Everything that you want to do, that's you, baby. That's your voice. But everything you really don't want to do, that's God's voice. Everything that you say, you know what? The Lord told me to go over here and do this and do that and do that other. But God said, I want you to get up some money and sow it into somebody's life. God, I don't have any money. That's God, because he'll teach you how to step out by faith and get your mind stayed there. If you are going to walk with me, you must trust me and keep your mind on what I've called you to do.
Bishop Felton here. You can hear this podcast any day and every day on www.praisecharlotte.com on your desktop, computer, laptop, tablet, or smartphone. Our mission at Trinity Christian Center is to get the good news of the gospel out to the masses so that God's love, power, and instruction will infiltrate your life like never before. Again, if this podcast was a blessing to you, please feel free to visit us at 7935 North Tryon Street for a wonderful worship experience. God bless.
We hope that the It's Your Season podcast has been a blessing to you. So now that you've heard the word of God, please come visit us at Trinity Christian Center, 7935 North Tryon Street, Charlotte, in the Gold Hill Pavilion. If you're seeking a church home, our worship services starts Sunday morning at 11 a.m. and our Bible study every Wednesday at 7 p.m. For more details about our order of services or to obtain a copy of today's message, you can call us at 704-777-0199. That's 704-777-0199. Or on our website at www.trinitychristiancenter.net.